This is URN.
This news story is one that came out a few hours ago, really. Very exciting. It's about a breakthrough in nuclear fusion energy that's been announced by US scientists. And they've announced, they've confirmed that they've overcome a major barrier in creating fusion energy, which is previously the inability to generate more energy than is put in to create the reaction in the first place, meaning that in all research preceding this, there's always been energy lost in terms of net, so they've been not really helpful as a method of generating electricity. But they've just announced that they've managed to do, albeit on a very small scale, get past this problem. And once again, we're sort of looking forward into the future and seeing whether nuclear fusion may arrive sooner than we may have previously thought. So, what do we think about this?
Yeah, I think it's very exciting. Obviously, you need to approach it with a bit of caution when you're sort of reading the article, seeing how it's working at the moment. It's, you know, they say the actual component they use is like the size of a peppercorn. So a degree of scaling up might be required. And obviously, you've got to repeat that and test it continually. But yeah, certainly as a headline, it's very exciting and gives you sort of a little bit of a respite from the continual climate disaster stories that we see. I think it's a widely held belief amongst, you imagine, most states, irrespective of their political position, that a cleaner energy is required.
Certainly, yeah.
Certainly in the wake of, you know, recent climate disasters. Obviously, I think the US is probably in the best place to invest in this. The US, China, these large states, you just hope by the time it is fully implemented, we don't know how long that'll be, 20, 40 years, whatever it is, you know, this is technology that's widely available, or, you know, I think we've seen in reaction to the story coming out, there's quite a lot of hyperbole there, you know, it's billing this as all the problems are going to be saved and we don't need to reduce climate emissions because we're going to have fusion and it'll be fine. I still think, obviously, it'll take time and also a level of sacrifice switching from one source of energy to another, but certainly regarding the sort of nuclear power plants we have at the moment running off fission, it is far more efficient, far better. So hopefully, moving forward, it can. Well, the second test will be the real test to see whether it works again.
Whether or not it can boil any more than
100 million degrees Celsius.
Well, currently it's saying that they've only generated enough electricity to boil a few kettles. So, you know, scale that up a little.
We're quite a long way off it turning into a mega sun and destroying New York City like in Spider-Man. But
yeah,
let's hope it doesn't go that far. But I think this is also important for another reason, is that it's about the popular response to this. People are going to see this and be a bit moralized by the fact that scientists are actually making headway in something that was for a long time a bit of a dead end as a field, and this is going to mean it's a lot easier to keep researching it. People aren't, you know, making advocacy groups against it and stuff, because this and other nuclear things are very important to research. All around the world we're doing sort of thorium reactor tests as a sort of way of trying to improve the traditional uranium model, and this is obviously fusion, if this were ever viable, would be absolutely huge for energy security. What you're saying before, Callum's absolutely on point, that this is very, very far off being like the solution to our immediate energy problems. It will probably be several decades before this is viable, but it's a good thing that the research seems like it's secured for the foreseeable future. There is, of course, not to rain on the parade too much or anything, there's a slight hiccup in the way the researchers have presented their findings, and that is that it does nominally it uses less energy than it produces, but what they did was they used a laser to accelerate the process of the nuclear fusion with the atoms, so they didn't actually take into account the energy required to shine that laser, which it does turn out to be more than the energy they produced.
Ah,
but
yeah.
It's still significant in the sense that the production itself due to the nuclear process isolated was an unprecedented level. So I think what we can take away from this is that this is good news for the field. It's clearly something where there's a lot of untapped potential. What I would say is that this doesn't mean that we're going to be able to build 100 of these overnight and fix all of our problems and all of our reliances on everything else, but it's still a good outlook. I think that's the takeaway.
Yeah, I think certainly Callum, you were mentioning earlier about does this mean that we can, about avoiding falling into the trap of, oh, this means we can take the foot off the brake regarding climate change, because the kind of this technology is still like so young and early, and by the time any of this would probably get anywhere close to proper integration with like the with energy and power currently, probably the planet would already be dead, because you're looking at several decades probably at least, because first of all you've got to test on a large scale, then you've got to the safety and planning and applying it into industry. It's just such a long-winded process. But I feel like equally it's been a technology that for about several decades at least, or at least the past like two, it's been like another 5 years and this thing is going to happen, and then 5 years pass and they still say in another 5 years this thing is going to happen, and it never feels like it's quite going to happen. But this has definitely acted as a good sign. And yeah, I mean, as for something to research in, so I think scientists do get quite a bit of hate from maybe those the uninitiated as to where they're spending their money into research. They're like, oh well, why bother chasing mysteries of weird bits of the universe, or trying to invest in an energy thing that doesn't work properly when you could be doing X, Y, or Z? And this can finally prove, saying actually no, this does hold water, and we should continue pursuing it definitely.
Yeah. I think that's as you've been talking there, Mark, I was just scrolling through the comments underneath the initial BBC article.
Oh,
and that is very much the argument that's sort of been putting across there. I think it's an important point to make, like both of you have said, that this isn't going to be obviously the instant fix at the moment. We're still very... We've made breakthroughs. We've invested a fair amount recently in sort of renewable energies, wind and solar, but still that the percentage that accounts for within our current economy, it's sort of not insignificant, but it dwindles in comparison to what we still rely on fossil fuels. And these are fossil fuels that exist either through lobbying or the fact that they're potentially more effective, or they're they should be cheaper. We've realised they're not this year, essentially. So whatever happens, it's going to have to be, a more dynamic, cautious approach. We can't implement, when this eventually comes through, we can't implement it immediately. It's going to have to be step by step, which I think will annoy some, but at the same time I guess it's what's sort of necessary.
Yeah, I think anyone who's sort of using this skepticism as a way to say, okay, we shouldn't be spending money on this, is a bit misguided, in that this is still a good thing, right? This may not be the thing that saves Earth, but if we're looking ahead, it may be what lets us colonize Mars. It may seriously expand our capabilities as humanity. So it's definitely an important thing. What were you saying earlier, Mark, about scientists being seen to waste money? I definitely don't think this is an example of this. This is probably one of the best returns investment in research
certainly, yeah,
has come out with in recent decades. Of course, scientists do often waste money. People have frequently criticized things like the Large Hadron Collider for essentially discovering nothing since its early discoveries, but that's a completely another matter. But I think this is something that's heavily linked to our future prospects, so it's completely possible to keep pursuing this very promising avenue all the while we continue to make our commitments to use more renewables. I think that's probably the best approach we've got, and things are looking more optimistic than maybe we'd previously have thought.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of in terms of just money wasted, that's just simply how the scientific process works. Is you're not always going to get great big results out that are going to change the world all the time. A large amount of these discoveries aren't made, you know, on the first try, and therefore lots and lots of money does get kind of, I wouldn't say poured away, because that's suggesting that it's wasted, because it isn't in the end. But so, during that weird kind of stage in the middle where nothing much is happening, or certainly at least public perception wise, there's lots of eyebrows raised regarding like where that's all going. But I'm glad to see kind of a story like that, just to kind of reassure a lot of people that otherwise would have been definitely very, very skeptical about it. I'm just going to, like, I know I'm looking forward to just want energy sources that is not just a different way of turning a turbine, right? There was steam power, because I feel like even like whether or not it's nuclear or, you know, oil or coal powered currently, you know, no matter how exciting that individual technology is, it always ends up going to boiling water to drive a turbine around. So anything exciting, you know.
Even traditional nuclear energy does exactly that.
Yeah, so exactly.
This is exciting.
We're on campus and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.